traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Right now, I am going to chat with someone who is on the front line. I like talking to real people that are about substance and making a difference. And the reason why I want her on, I'm going to introduce her in just a second. Over the weekend, 5 people were arrested after a deadly shooting at Minnesota's Mall of America. 5 young people, 17 years old, a couple of the suspects, 3 17-year-old juveniles, and 2 men, 18 years old. And afterwards, what did they do? What did these guys do? They went to White Castle's to get some food. And so I'm not about demonizing anyone. Bears repeating, I'm not about demonizing anyone. But we have to be honest about the crime, the gun violence in urban America. We have to be honest about it. With me right now live is Jackie Rowe Adams. She is the founder of Harlem Mothers Save. And I say thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dominic.
So,
and let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, you are my hero because you speak truth to power. I just want to say that.
Well, thank you. But if anybody's the hero, I think it's you. I do tell the truth. And oftentimes I get in trouble for it. So, for example, Ms. Roe Adams, on the topic of black on black crime. And again, let me be very clear. I am from the city of New York. I am a product of the city of New York. I am from the same communities of these young people of the city of New York, of the housing projects. But we have to be honest about what's going on. I know you don't know the particulars about what happened in Minnesota, but explain to me what is going on and why some young people are behaving the way that they do.
Well, first, let me say, as a mother who lost 2 kids to gun violence, many years ago, and it seemed just like yesterday, you would think that something would change. It has gotten worse. I can't bring my 2 kids back. And this is why I do the work I do, to try to keep another mother, another family from feeling the pain and hurt that I feel. And one of the things, Dominic, is the legislation is broken. Our legislators are not doing what they're supposed to do. They're playing the blame game. They're putting it on the mayor. They're putting it on the police. They're putting it on everybody. But then the community have to step up. Search your kids' room. Search their backpacks when they're going out, because a lot of these murders are done by young people. Black on black crime. People do not like when I say that, except for the mothers and fathers that I have in my group. They say, absolutely. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, what are you going to do about it? Dominic, you are doing something about it. You're putting the message out there. We have to keep the message out there to get these guns off the street, the illegal guns that's coming from I-95, they're not doing enough to stop the flow of these guns. They're not. Then you want to, let's get back and talk about bail reform. We cannot talk about it enough. And that's why you are one of my heroes. You keep it going. Your callers keep it going. I love what you do, the WABC. Keep it going, and I'm going to keep it going because that's until they fix this problem. And this is why it's not only locally, city, Bronx, Brooklyn. It's a citywide, statewide problem. So, you know, it trickles down in these urban communities. Everybody could get an illegal gun, and this is what's happening. Everybody could get an illegal gun. These kids have access to it. And we're going to have to work together. Everybody have to work together. We have to work with our police because look at our Commissioner Sue. She is doing a great job, but she can't do it alone. Look at our mayor. He is big on crime, but he need help. He need help. He need help. So it's going to take all of us. It's really going to take all of us to hold the legislators' feet to the ground. Now, I want to talk about the two main legislators in Albany. That's where people say, oh, Jackie, you'll get in trouble. What kind of trouble am I going to get in? I'm in trouble already. I done lost my two kids, and I have a support group of 50 mothers and fathers, more than 50. I'm always, they're calling every day. Dominique, so what kind of trouble am I going to get in to talk about Andrew Cousin Stewart and Carl Hastings? They need to be ashamed of themselves. All they have to do is sign the bill. The bail reform is still broken. It's not fixed. When people could come out, kill you, shoot you, rape you, rob you, go back to jail, and come right back out. Something is mighty wrong. So I just want say that.
We are chatting with Jackie Roe Adams, the founder and quite passionate leader of Harlem Mothers Saved. You mentioned the Senate Majority Leader, Andrea Stewart Cousins of New York State, and Carl Hastie, the Assembly Speaker. And you and I both know they happen to be of color. How could they leave the bail system the way it is when it's their people that, frankly, are dying like dogs in the street?
Absolutely. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And you know how they could do that? Because people keep voting them back in. See, we have to learn to go to those polls and stop saying, because I like this one. I like them too, but I like our kids' lives better. Okay? We have to go to the polls and vote them out because they're not caring. Look what happened. Everybody just got a raise. They called a special session. The special session should have been about the bail reform. That's what it should have been about. And plus, get a raise. Then you deserve a raise. But when you leave that bail reform out, now let me tell you what happened. When the governor was running, and I like the governor, but me liking her and doing the right thing is two different things. She said that she was going to fix this problem. Now, she told us because I stood with her. And she said she was going to fix this problem of bail reform, of these murderers coming out and doing this and repeating it all over again. Go in and come right back out so easily. She said she was going to work with the mayor. She said she was going to work with the organization. So it's time to do that. And come February, we, everybody from across the state, need to go to Albany and lobby them and let them know it's a caucus in February. But we have to have a major rally march to Albany and hold their feet to the ground because our kids are dying. Like you said, like animals. They are laying in the street, 11-year-olds, smoking weed, 11-year-olds in front of schools, 13-year-olds shooting each other right outside schools. Enough is enough. And we always say enough is enough, but what are we going to do about it? We need a team. We need a team. And we need a team to really take this serious. And we need people to go to that voting poll and vote Hastie and Andrew Cousin Stewart out and teach them a lesson. Your own black kids, whether it was black or white, I don't, you know, but it's sad it's more of us. It's more of us. Sign the bill. Sign the bill. And I am really, really disappointed. And I'm you know, New Year's coming in. What are we going to do, Dominique? What are we going to do?
Well, all I can tell you, Ms. Roe Adams, is that sometimes when I tell the truth, there are some people that literally have the nerve to call up here from Harlem and say, how dare you say those things? You hate yourself. And it's a reflection of the fact that you hate yourself. And the way I see it is I love myself tremendously and my community. And I'm trying to say, let's stop the dysfunction.
I
don't understand. And that's why sometimes when I get a little frustrated, that's when I reach out to you, because you're able to put it all in perspective and recharge my battery. Why do you do what you do?
Because I lost two kids. And I see families hurting every day. And if we could save one life, if we could take one gun off the street, then our living will not be in vain. I do what I do because I can't bring my kids back. And nobody is going to tell the truth like you and I and some others, because they can't stand the heat, because it's all about money. They put money above our kids' lives. This is why I do what I do. Is the legislation going to give me money? I don't know, and I don't care. Do we need money? Yes, we do. And this is why we're trying to reach a profit or nonprofit organizations. We try to reach other people so we can get funding, because I don't want to rely on the lectures, because they upset with me when I talk. But that's all right. I'd rather have a life saved than to have the money. Do we need the money? Let me say it again. Yes, we do. So that's why I do what I do. I do what I do to help the police. The police can't do this work alone. We are losing, Lord. We are losing our police. A lot of them are leaving because these kids are out of control. The people and these guns are out of control. But they're retiring, and, you know, they're scared. But they need the community. Then you have police that's ready to roll. But we got to roll with them, Dominique. We have to roll with the mayor. We have to stand. I told him I'm ready. He know I'm ready. But we got to get the right people. Federal government, we really have to work with the feds on I-95. Everybody need to do their work together. People got to join up. We got to stop talking and be about it. We can't just talk about it. We have to be more about it.
Absolutely.
Hopefully January coming in. Hopefully this year we'll be more about it. I'm ready in February to go. Anybody that ready to get some buses, let's go and stand up for what's right. Let's fix this bail reform, and let's get these flow of guns from coming into our state, our city. And the young people that just lost their lives, I pray for them. Their families are hurting. Their families are hurting. So this is not just my problem. This is everybody's problem.
On that note, I want you to hold on for 1 second, please. Jackie Roe Adams, the founder of Harlem Mothers Save. We are going to take a break. Dominique Carter in for Greg Kelly. We will continue the conversation in a moment. We are discussing right now with Jackie Roe Adams, the founder of Harlem Mothers Save. She knows a thing or two about gun violence, having lost two sons, not one, two, to gun violence. And I'm thinking about, because I was disgusted this weekend when I heard about the shooting at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Five young people have been arrested. Then there's the situation in New Orleans, in which a TikTok star by the name of Brandon Montrell, and pick a city, any city, pick a state, any state, and we can go through these heartbreaking incidents. He was shot and killed by a stray bullet Friday while Christmas shopping.
Wow.
With his grandmother. And so now the mother Jackie Roe Adams, like you, the mother of this man is blaming Democratic leaders across America for what's going on. So she sounds just like you do.
Well, she's absolutely right, and I would love for her to call me, and let's all join up. And this is what it's going to take. Just like I said, across the state, the city, it's going to take all of us to join forces and be able to let our voices be heard and be the voice for the voiceless. Because if we don't, they're going to take, the legislators going to take us for granted. And I'm not going to say just the Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans, Democrats, any crap, any organizations. We're going to have to take these lives serious. We take them serious, Dominique. But people got to take these lives serious. And I want families, survivors across the state to start calling in and let's join in forces and let people see how serious this is when we're hurting. You know, this have a lot to do with mental illness. This have a lot to do with your health. A lot of our families are hurting and getting sick behind it. A lot of our families have become homeless because they didn't know what to do after they lose their loved ones. And we deal with this every day. Our organizations, we have not only mothers, but we have fathers that's taking care of their kids that have lost their kids and they still have others. But this is a health crisis, too.
Jackie, let me just say this, because I only have about 45 seconds before a hard national break. But the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, is facing a recall effort. And the fact of the matter is she should be recalled. We'll see how that plays out. I only have a few seconds left here, about 40 seconds. I wanted you to tell your story, but I just don't have the time right now. What everyone asks these questions when you're on. How can they reach you? A lot of people want to make donations to your organization. How can folks contact you?
Please go to www.harlemmotherssaved.org. That's our website. Please go on our website. Call 212-234-0112. And my receptionist will answer and give you all the information you need. But please go to our website.
And thank you, Jackie Roe Adams. Dominic Carter in for Greg Kelly. More of your telephone calls when we come back.
Thank you.